is the Watermark Student Ministries podcast, coming to you from Dallas, Texas. For videos, messages, and more, find us online all the time at watermarkstudents.com.
Let me just say this. That is like a record that's being played real slow.
And he goes, this is the Watermark Student Ministries podcast.com.
What? So I could have been that guy.
I thought that sounded like Al Mack. Really tired.
What?
Al Mack.
Al Mack from Kiss FM.
Oh, ooh, Melissa. Wow. Kiss, secular.
Kiss FM.
Secular on us.
What am I doing here?
Bodie, what episode is this?
This is episode 24.
Yeah!
24.
Jack Bauer.
How old I am.
We're getting so old now.
You're 24?
Awesome. All right. Well, this is the Watermark Student Ministries podcast, episode 24. Today, we are going to go through Sunday highlights, and we're going to look back over our favorite moments of yesterday's Wake and Shoreline. And what is so special about yesterday?
It was our first one in the new building.
Yeah, it's kickoff.
Woo! We got a brand new building, in case you're listening from Brazil.
And so, also,
because we are the number one.
We're not. We're the number two.
Oh.
What?
Who's the number one?
Wait. What happened?
Well, in the iTunes Music Store, if you go in there, you go in search iTunes Store, you type in Student Ministries, okay? Everybody on your computers, go ahead and do this along with me. iTunes Store, type in Student Ministries, and then you click where it says podcast.
Bing!
Up on the top. It's a little blue thing. You click that.
Okay, this
you
is
sort by
tell
wait,
me what
here
happened.
We are. You sort by popularity. Number one now is Breakaway Ministries.
What?
Oh.
Number two is Watermark Student
wait,
Ministries.
Wait, where's Breakaway Ministries?
It's
Texas
a college
A&M.
Ministry.
That's not a student
A&M.
Ministry.
Okay, but that's not student. That's a college, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So we're still the number one podcast.
We still are the number one student ministry podcast.
Yeah.
Woo. Damn.
Nice.
Right, even in Brazil.
Back to the preview. We got Mike Shelton with us today. You're going to find out more about him, but we're going to find out what everybody's been wondering about Mike Shelton.
Wait, who's Mike Shelton?
We're gonna find out. An interrogation.
He's the new guy.
He's the new director of the high school ministry.
Hey, I was
going
to get to
high school director.
Believe me when I say we're going to find out more about Mike Shelton.
Oh, okay. Never mind. He's a mysterious person named Mike.
Dottie, we miss you, Lottie. We're going to call Dottie today.
Bodie,
how do you like that?
That was a good one.
Did you plan that
like
beforehand?
Well, see, I stayed up all night thinking of that one.
Dottie, miss you, Lottie.
I was like, okay, what rhymes with Dottie?
No need to fotty.
She's a hottie.
She likes
like
fighting with karate.
Wait a minute. We're talking about a grandma here.
Dottie,
when I
Dottie.
Say
kicking like karate.
Hey, when I say fotty, I meant like fight.
Yeah, right.
All Dottie's right. Body's kicking like karate.
And last,
no more.
As always, we're going to give you a preview of what's what to expect in, Shoreline, Wake, Student Ministry. So, but before we can do all that, let's get to the introductions. Again, I'm Bodie. I'm the program coordinator. And Bron Brown is with us today.
Bron Brown, formerly senior high director, now canned. Melissa?
Bron.
Melissa Miller, our women's staff.
What's up, people?
Chick stuff.
What's up with you? What's your teaser?
Now. Oh,
why
did you
skip
bronze?
Well, I do. Yeah, I was like, you kind of skipped over bronze.
Well, I thought his teaser was.
I thought the teaser
no,
was.
No, my teaser is flesh and fluids. Back to you, Bodie.
Flesh and
there you go. Mine, actually, I have a secret obsession I need to confess.
Secret obsession?
Ooh. Yes.
Hey, Bodie, just remember, Melissa's always
building
up,
I know.
And then they
it's
let
always
you
like,
down.
Whoop.
He doesn't mean that, Melissa.
He can't.
I shouldn't do it anymore.
He doesn't mean it, but I agree.
Sarah Beth, what's up, girl? Oh, sorry.
No, Sarah Beth. That was me. No, that was me. That's my impression of David. Sarah Beth, what's up, girl?
Be yourself, buddy.
Hey. Well, I'm just having some doubts about my current relationship status.
Oh.
Whoa.
Take this.
Whoa.
Jabba da, jabba no bada. Ooh, 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 ooh. Jabba bunga.
Oh, that's too bad. I guess. I don't know. David Pinuel. He's the director of Junior High Ministries.
This weekend, I don't know if I can say this on the podcast, but this weekend, someone I love very much urinated on me.
Oh, sick.
I told you that was an accident, David. I thought we covered it. I thought it was clear.
I don't think it was you, Bodie.
It's okay, well, he does Bodie. Love it wasn't you.
I love him.
It was someone that I love.
Yeah, I know. Thanks for the Valentine also. All right, and Mike Shelton.
Yes.
He was now their director of Senior High.
Senior High Ministries, and I was recently on a road trip, and I ended up covered in bugs.
Ooh. Ick.
I don't know, Mike. I don't know about that one.
Mike may get the no-go on the first
round.
Well,
I've got you wondering, don't I, Bodie?
Got you wondering how bad that's going to be. Now that we've got so many people around this a big oval table of ours, it's going to be hard. I'm only going to get to actually pick. You know, usually I'll say I'm only going to pick a couple, and I go through everybody because I'm too nice. But now I'm really going to have to lay the law down.
All right.
And be like, yours was awful, yours was awful, yours was good. Okay.
But you're not mad at anybody,
but
right?
Yeah.
I'm not mad. I really do love you, and I'll send you a Valentine also.
Okay.
And you can urinate on me.
You don't need to do that.
What?
That's weird.
Oh.
Don't worry.
I'll
you
go back.
You forget that Wagner listens to these on his road trips. What's up, Todd? That was Bodie that said that.
But you started it. Bodie. I'm sorry, no. Todd. Don't worry. We're going to edit this. But I really want to get to Sarah Beth. Sarah Beth, I am interested because your life is a soap opera that we're all tuned into.
Yeah, my life is so dramatic.
I mean, you got a
character. You said you're questioning your relationships.
Yeah, that is big.
It is huge.
Well, basically what happened is last night I was just over at Raise the Mark and thought I'd just pop into Shoreline for fun. I'd never been. Thought it would be a good experience. And then there's my boyfriend on stage in a little shirt and little shorts. And
it
little
was a
gloves.
Small shirt and a small shorts to represent small groups.
Not little.
Small group.
It just kind of weirded me out.
Yeah, that
I
was
don't know.
That was our promotion for small groups.
We talked through it. I think it's going to be okay.
Oh, it's gonna, you know. We were worried. I was like, breakup.
But what's funny is that...
It's really the buildup.
That
the
shirt.
Teaser. That's all it is.
The shirt really wasn't that small on him.
I know, and that's what he said after. He's like, really, the thing, it wasn't that small.
It was very comfortable.
It was short.
And the shorts were his
weird.
Color.
His color?
His
How
color?
Would you know that? That's a little weird.
I don't think Bodie. I know this stuff. No.
What?
I'm learning from David. David teaches me classes on what's cool, what's in, what's now, and what
True.
Is in style.
You know it.
All right. Let's see. I guess only because we like the word urinated, I'm going to go to David on this one.
Yes.
Even, I already know the story, but
well,
I think everybody
I think
else might be
it's a story
curious.
That most people know, but I'm thinking students that listen to the podcast don't. Students, if you have a child someday, one thing that people don't tell you is that when you change a baby's diaper, 9 times out of 10, they shoot pee onto you.
If it's a boy.
Girls don't? I guess girls don't. But I change his diaper and I'm like, it's all calm and nothing's happening.
You said girls don't like you were wondering if girls do.
And you have a wipe and you're just wiping, you're cleaning up all the things on the bottom, and then all of a sudden, pew, pew, just pee starts shooting out and it gets on your rug, it gets on the new diaper you're trying to put on him, it gets on your shirt, on your hand, on him. It's everywhere.
Oh, I can't wait to have babies.
And so, like, in the middle of the night at 2:30 in the morning, I'm in my bed trying to change my baby's diaper, and there's pee in my bed. And I just went back to sleep.
Brought back memories from high school, David. All right.
So that's Chapman, my son whom I love, has peed on me several times over the weekend.
Awesome. And he just, that's his love for you.
Yep, that's the way he shows it.
All right, well, let's go into Sunday highlights. Already we've kind of heard a highlight from Sarah Beth with Jeremy Jaqua. I'll let you pick another one. But I just want to go over some highlights for Wake and Shoreline. What happened and what was your favorite moment during Wake or during Shoreline? And I'm going to start with Melissa Miller.
Oh, man, I loved it all. I thought it was the funnest day in my history of being a part of Wake used to be J. Crew.
It was definitely your best Wake you've ever had.
It was the best Wake. Oh, that was a good one, Bron.
What was your favorite part, though? If it was the best
high.
Ever, what was the pinnacle? What was the highlight?
I loved having a room that you could kind of create a mood.
Yeah, would you say that the conditions were perfect, maybe?
No.
I don't think I would. I would say it was awesome. It was a little warm. It was a little muggy. But other than that, conditions were perfect.
Yeah, it was a great day. Just fun all the way around.
Oh, it was great. Now, thanks for asking me, Bodie. I thought Shoreline, I thought the best part was me almost fainting in the middle of my talk and needing fluids.
That was my favorite part
but
of
But that really made me feel great about it. Okay,
right
back
in the middle
to you, Bodie.
Of your talk, you just stop and you're like, somebody give me water, and you sit down.
I'm going down.
That was awesome. My favorite part of Wake, Bodie, since
yes,
you
baby.
Asked, was when the guy, I'm so sorry I forgot his name, he's a new sixth grade dude, comes up on stage to dance for a t-shirt and drops his top button.
Yeah, that
undoes
was nice.
Undoes the top button, and he's like, I'm going to bring the heat on this dance.
He
brought it.
He had more hair on his chest
than
I do.
He's a sixth grader than you do right now.
Unbelievable.
But
carpet
he brought
fresh.
The heat with his dance, and he earned that free t-shirt every bit of it.
Yeah.
Love my carpet.
All right, Mike Shelton, what was your favorite
I
moment?
I liked when we sang Fly Away, and there was a kid like up in the air flying, and his buddies were like carrying him all around the room.
That was nice.
That was
good
pretty
pull,
cool.
Mike.
That was a good moment. That was awesome.
And see, having the new place, we had carpet. If they fell, it was okay. No major injuries. It was great.
Good call.
Carpet on the ground and that kid's chest.
That's right. All right, Sarah Beth, what was your favorite moment?
Favorite moment. Well, it was all new to me, so it was all pretty great. But I just thought it was fun. Just there was tons of energy. I guess we'd never been in the room with that many kids, and just seeing it fill up real fast. It's my first wait, first J Crew, first any of it. So
did it scare you at all?
No, I wasn't afraid.
All right.
I do have one other favorite. Was having Murphalicious back. At Wake.
That's awesome.
It was good to see everybody.
Pretty good to see her.
Yeah, it was. My favorite part, I guess I'd just like to give compliments to the band for Wake. Man, they did an awesome job.
Yep, it rocked. And I also love the fact that about 10 kids brought pennies
yes,
and said, penny
did.
For your thoughts, and they got free t-shirts because they listened to the podcast.
Another
shout out.
Five, six, or seven at Shoreline, too.
Awesome.
For Rizzle?
Good.
Yep.
Shout
good.
Out to all y'all.
Keep listening, then. Keep listening. All right, well, now on to the interrogation.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
we
want to
do...
I've been nervous about this all morning. I've been
right,
trying to look at
those
the
questions.
Yep, I'm still
to
trying to look at the questions.
All about you.
This is for you, Shelton.
So what are we going to do? We're going to ask Mike Shelton rapid-fire questions just to help our listeners get to know the new high school director.
Yeah, all the questions that, you know, all the students are definitely probably have in their heads that they want to ask. That we
all right,
ask
well,
Mike
I'll start
Shelton.
Us off, Bodie. Thanks
right,
for all that
well,
gibberish.
Here's the rules, though. I want Sarah Beth is going to be our judge to see if he is right or wrong. You have to tell us whether Mike Shelton is right or wrong. That was a
that
timer.
That just went off. That timer just went off. Like, I was playing with it 20 minutes ago, and it just went off.
Right,
it must
already,
have been 20 minutes.
Already a point against you, okay?
Already a point.
Good point.
Point against Shelton. All right. Question number one. Bron.
Yes, I would ask you this, Mike. What is the biggest advantage of being small?
Man.
Time's up. Okay.
Sarah Beth, was that right or wrong?
That was actually the right answer.
Sweet.
All right.
Dang. All right, you blew us away. Mel.
Well, actually, I was going to ask you, what was the advantage of being tall?
Ask Bron.
Time's up. Second one. Fill in the blank. When I dance, I look one. Like
a goof. How about
all right.
that?
Right or wrong,
right.
Sarah Beth?
It's okay.
All right.
Good. All right. So answer far. This one.
All right.
Fill in the blank. I could probably bench press blank pounds.
100.
Nice.
How about that?
Is that right or wrong?
It's right. That's
right.
Correct.
All right. What is the longest you've ever gone without taking a shower?
7 days.
Ooh. That was last week.
No, that's actually
was
wrong.
Wrong answer.
It was at camp.
At camp?
Canacook.
Wow. Approximately how many jokes do you know by heart?
4.
Ooh.
I bet he knows less.
Oh, so that's a wrong answer.
Let's
you are tied 3-3 right in
let's
row.
Hear
if you
one,
could bathe
let's hear
in
one
a
joke.
Vat of any drink or food item, what would it be?
Bathe. Diet Dr. Pepper.
Nice.
No, it should be Dr. Pepper.
Sarah Beth got you
wrong.
You're not doing too good here, Mike.
Okay.
Use one adjective to describe you.
One? Just one?
One adjective.
Weird.
All right.
You're making an excuse.
Correct.
Fill in the blank. Sure, I'd love to join you, but I really need to.
Feed my dog.
All right.
Their
bets? Correct.
Correct. Good job.
Fill in the blank. Rap music makes me want to.
Rap.
Really? Nice. Come really? On, bust out. Give
I'm trying to do this fast.
No.
No, I thought we were doing rapid fire questions. Rapid fire questions.
All right, give him a topic to rap about.
Yeah, rap about...
Diet Dr. Pepper.
Your dog and Dr. Pepper.
My dog is Jabez. I just took him to the pound because there was no Dr. Pepper around.
Mm. White boy,
like
white
that?
Boy,
you like
where
that?
You come from? Yeah.
Right. What would you title white your autobiography?
My Life by Mike Shelton.
Wrong. Hey, what was the... How about the rap question? Did you get that right or wrong?
That's actually... Okay.
Okay, so you're six to five.
I would like to be known as the world's greatest...
Ping pong player.
Nice.
That's correct.
I would have said Carney.
That is correct.
Barney?
Carney.
Oh, Carney.
What do you consider the greatest threat to your personal stability?
Not squirrels or possums.
Ooh, got you, David.
That is correct.
Got you.
Or tomatoes.
Should All we right. explain?
Definitely not tomatoes.
Yeah. And hilarious rapid-fire quizzes are why we are the number one student ministry podcast in the world.
There we go. Yeah, I got your sound. Hey, there we go.
All right, I'll be on top Shelton, of that good answers. And good rapping.
Thanks, I tried.
This All is right. the segment I've been waiting for. Kick it, Bodie.
It's Donnie call time!
Yeah! I suppose I'll be waiting by the phone.
This is the time in the podcast when we call Sarah Beth's grandma, Dottie.
Hello, it's me, Dottie. I'll be here now.
Let's just see what Dottie's up to. We want
to
find
Let's
out
go to Olive
how
Garden.
Dottie's summer, right now, so
how her summer was. We want to find out what she's been doing up at the Olive Garden. Yes. Waiting for Dottie to answer.
Dottie.
This is not a good sign.
Dottie, baby.
Come on, Dottie.
Dottie's at work.
Dr. Gamrest.
Hey, Dottie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, sweetheart?
Yes. Good. Did I catch you right in the middle of anything? Is it
real
busy?
No. I'm just here working away.
How is Architecture Demarest today?
Oh, we're doing great. It had a flood to begin the day.
Oh, that's not good.
Tell Dottie my bedroom is flooded.
Survived that, and now we're just working.
Well, that's good.
So what are you guys doing?
Well, we're just on the podcast and just hadn't talked to you in a while, so we just wanted to touch base with you and kind of, we had a few questions for you, if that's okay.
Oh, sure.
Well, one of them was, I know you called yesterday to see how our first day at the building went, but what's your favorite part of Watermark, do you think? I know you've been once.
You mean about the building? I'm anxious to see it. I mean,
well,
inside.
The building the or just the church itself? Anything about Watermark? Because I know you went
with
me for Christmas.
I think the building is just gorgeous.
It is.
And I like it. And I'm just concerned about how they're going to find all these places to park for all these people.
Because the soccer game. I know that's a worry of yours because they play
right,
soccer.
Right. That was worrying me a lot. Maybe
yeah.
we could do away with the soccer games.
Yes.
Yep. I like that.
Away with soccer.
They take up all the street.
And I know you're real into the building because you work for architecture firms.
Right,
so that makes,
right.
That makes sense.
And I'm anxious to see the inside, and I am definitely going to visit and come. You'll have to take me, though, because
yeah,
I'm sure
I know.
We wouldn't find a place to park.
She'll come to the junior high.
Will you come with me to the junior high, the wake? Because we could go to church the first service, and then you could come see what I do with the junior high kids. Would you do that?
Oh, my gosh. That would be something, wouldn't it?
It would be. It'd be a little crazy.
Do you think they're ready for me?
Oh, they're ready.
I think we should do
well,
poetry with Dottie.
What other questions do you have?
Well, people have been wondering kind of, you know, it's kind of known now that we love Olive Garden. It's no secret. So what's your favorite dish?
My favorite dish is soup.
Pasta fagioli?
Pasta fagioli soup.
The endless breadstick soup and salad?
Right. I love it.
It's so good. It is good. And you love to take it to go, right?
Right. I like to have some and then take it so I'll have some the next day.
That's good. And then what would you say was your highlight for the summer? As now you've converted to Halloween and you're going
into
the fall.
Oh, yeah, now I'm all into Halloween. I'm into the fall.
Yeah, but what do you think was the best part of the summer?
Oh, I love my summer decorations. I like that very much.
The 4th of July did look really good.
I love the watermark. Churchill. I love the Churchill on the Park apartment.
It is a good
wonderful.
One. It is good. Does anybody else have any other questions? I know you can't
I look forward to seeing Dottie at Wake. Can we get a promise of when she's going to come visit?
Everyone really wants to meet you.
Well, good. I want to meet them.
You think maybe in a few weeks you'd try out, come back to Watermark, because we could do that, right? Maybe in some way?
Sure. Yeah. Maybe next Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. That's what I'm talking about,
Dottie. Don't mess with us, Dottie.
Okay, well, you have a good rest of your day, and then I'll talk to you later.
All right. We'll tell everyone hello.
Okay, love you.
Bye, Dottie.
Bye, Dottie.
Bye.
Does Dottie listen to the podcast? Grandma's.
Wait a minute. I think she just called back.
Hold on a second. I'll call her.
Okay.
Hang on. I did wrong number. All right. Let's see if it rings here. All right. Dottie, is she going to answer?
Hello?
Dottie, hey, this is David from the podcast.
Yes, this is Dottie. I was talking to Sarah Beth, and I told her I was going to come to Wake, but there's not a chance that I'm going to do that.
Why not?
Because those little whippersnappers scare the dog out of me.
Man.
Bye. Hello, Dottie. Well, I guess we can understand. Talk to you later.
What happened to Dottie's voice? She used
to
have such a pleasant
voice.
She was a
lot cuter 30 seconds ago.
Sweet,
sweet
voice. Then she turned into a smoking witch.
When she started... When she starts really talking the truth, her voice changes.
Oh, okay.
So she's real pleasant up to that point.
All right, then. Thanks, Dottie. All right. Usually we would get to listeners' email, but we're still kind of early on our couple podcasts this year. And so we just want to remind you again, please send us email to, what's the address, Mel?
WatermarkStudents@gmail.com.
Awesome. Yes. Just tell us what you think of our podcast and send us any questions you might have for Ron or David or Mike Shelton.
Or the new Mike Shelton on the podcast.
Ask us funny questions, ask us serious questions, and we'll answer those. But yeah, please send us your emails again at what's the address?
Oh, that would be watermarkstudents@gmail.com.
Just want to burn it into their minds.
I gotcha.
All right. Well, I'm going to edit that out too.
That's easy for you to say.
You're going to edit this?
I'm going to edit the whole thing. We're about ready to wrap up. So, let's see what's coming up in Wake, in Shoreline, and any other student ministry events.
Well, I'll catch you up on Wake real quick, Bodie. Everybody listening that's in junior high, make sure that you show up this Sunday, September 16th, because this is when we're going to be starting our sign-ups for the Pine Cove Retreat.
Yeah.
It's coming up in October, but sign-ups start this week, and I'm guessing that bad boy is going to fill up pretty quick. So you're going to want to make sure you come sign up for that on Sunday. We'll be continuing our Everyone I Want to Be series about what the Bible has to say about our identity. So make sure you come and check that out also.
What, David, maybe 50 kids will go to Pine Cove?
Maybe 150. Number one student ministry podcast.
And Shoreline, let me just say this, that we're going to be the second part of our series of King Me, and this time I will have an IV hooked to my arm, so I'll be able to make it all the way through it.
Will you also wear those big sunglasses that people wear after they go to the eye doctor?
Yes, I'll have that and I will have coherent sentences this week, which will be great. Also, Pine Cove, we are a week and a half away from heading for our Pine Cove retreat. Get your money in this next Sunday so we can get you for sure signed up and on your way for a great fall retreat. Back to you, Bode.
I'm going to be trying to save my position here on my job. I want to save
right.
my job.
By the end of the week this week, firebode.com will be live.
That's
firebode.com
right.
Firebode.com
is
in the
works. So if you'd like to see him fired or if you'd like to see his job saved, get on there and let us know.
Yeah, you'll get on there. You can post a comment about whether or not you want to see Bode stay or Bode go and tell us why.
Because should he stay or should he go?
After Shoreline's performance, I think everybody's going to be like, keep him. He was on fire.
Especially when you came out half wrapped in saran wrap.
Yeah, but you saw half of my body floating in midair.
That's true. You're invisible.
All right.
All right. Well, let's roll with this and get on out of here.
Okay, this was episode 24 of Watermark Student Ministries Podcast. Thank you for listening. Please join us again next week.
Next Monday.
All right.
For the Watermark Student Ministry Podcast.
This is Bodie out.
Shelton out.
Ronnie B. out.
Melissa out.
Basket. Pinsky out.
Pinuel out. Yeah.
The shelter.